This week we're going to be reading Parshas Bahaloscha. Baruch Hashem, we just finished Sfiras Omer. There was a major era where there were no weddings in the different communities. And now, B'li Ayin Hara, last week I was at a hall in Bnei Brak, and there were three Breslov weddings. There were three halls, all three Breslov weddings taking place the same night. And B'li Ayin Hara, next week also, there's a multitude. Hashem should help all those that are getting married should be Matzliach, and all those that need to get married should be Matzliach, and all those that are married should be Matzliach. Let's first start from the final pasuk of the previous parsha, Parshas Nasoi. The last pasuk there says, "Uvevoi Moshe el oyel moed ledaber itoi," when Moshe Rabbeinu would come to the ohel moed, to the Mishkan, to speak to Hashem and to be spoken to by Hashem. Vayishma es hakol midaber elov, he heard the voice of Hashem speaking to him, me'al hakapoyres, above the covering of the holy ark. Asher al aroin hoedus, mibein shnei hakruvim. The voice of Hashem came forth from between the two cherubs, the two childlike images that were on top of the aroin, vayedaber elov, and it spoke to him. Which person today wouldn't wish to be in that position? How much do we feel today that we need this so desperately? I need Hashem to talk to me. I need Hashem to tell me exactly what I should be doing, exactly which direction I should be going in. The next pasuk, that's the last pasuk in Parshas Nosoi. Then we begin this week's parsha. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and said the following. Hashem said, speak to Aaron HaKohen and tell him, Bahaloscha Saneiros, when you will light the candles, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Yoiru Shiva Saneiros, the candles should shine towards the face of the menorah. There are thousands of explanations and interpretations of what this refers to. Rav Nosson Zal tells us in Likutei Halachos, in Yoredeya, Hilchos Kvoid Raboi, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Ches, that we know that the menorah represents the Torah. The Torah is called light, a candle, and light. The pasuk says, Ki ner mitzvah v'toyroh er. The mitzvahs are called candles. The Torah is called light. Just like the menorah had seven candles, the Torah has seven chumashim, seven books. Most people think that there are five books, but in this week's parsha, in Parshas Bahaloscha, there are two psukim, two sentences that have brackets around them. They have the nuns around them. In the Aliyah of Shishi, when we come to the Aliyah of Shishi, the words Vayhi ben Soya ha'oroin vayomer Moshe. When the Aron would start traveling, Moshe Rabbeinu would announce. And those are the words that we say when we take the Torah out of the Holy Ark, a very special two lines. And those psukim are in these brackets, and we're told that those psukim are considered an independent chumash. And Rav Nosson Zal, in a different place in Likutei Halachos, expounds on this. So many other incredibly important parts of the Torah, and it's only these two lines which speak about the travels of the Jewish people. This is a whole chumash on to its own, and Rav Nosson Zal goes on to explain there the incredible significance of the travels of Klal Yisrael. When the Jews go into exile, even when an individual Jew is forced to travel, whether it's for parnos or for other important reasons, Rav Nosson Zal explains the depth behind that and how that's the whole tikkun of the entire Torah. But that's not our topic for right now. Coming back to what we're saying, so that splits the Chumash of Bamidbar into three books. We have Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra, and Dvorim, which is another four books. We have a total of seven Chumashim. As the Pasuk says, Chotzva Amudeho Shiva. Hashem has carved out the pillars of the Torah, seven pillars of the Torah, referring to these seven Chumashim in a sense, which correspond to the seven candles of the menorah. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us, again, the connection between the last pasuk in Parshas Nosoi, where Hashem is speaking directly to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Ohel Moed, and every single Jew who would love to have Hashem speaking to us. How does Hashem speak to us? Through the menorah, through these seven books of the Torah. When Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai, the Pasuk says, Ponim beponim diber Hashem imochem. Hashem spoke to every single Jew face to face. So that when a Jew sits down to learn Torah, if the attitude is that this is a book of knowledge, Lahavdol, there's a chemistry book that has knowledge in it, there's mathematics books, there are other story history books, all very important, all we could learn from everything. And then there's the Torah also. If that's the attitude, then for that person, the Torah is another book of knowledge. But if a person's attitude is that every time I sit down to a Chumash, a Gemara, or any book of Torah, I'm looking Hashem in the face, and Hashem is looking me in the face. Rabbein Azal tells us in Likut Imran chapter 192 that the face and the mind of a tzaddik is in his sefer. Pono v'sichloi, the tzaddik is in his sefer. The Gemara tells us, the Yerushalmi tells us, that when a person is learning Gemara, when they say the words Rabbi Akiva Omer, they're supposed to picture Rabbi Akiva standing right in front of me or sitting right across me, and he's telling me these words. If a person studies Torah with that attitude, then their study of Torah, their menorah, will be exactly like what Moshe Rabbeinu had, hearing the voice of Hashem speaking to him directly, mi bein shnei hakruvim, from between the two kruvim. We should be zeicha, all of us, with the help of the true tzaddikim, to be zeicha to true tshuva, to be able to repair everything that we need to repair, and the tzaddikim and Hashem should fix the 99.9% that we can't do, and be zeicha thereby to the gula shlema, the coming of Moshiach, b'mehir v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.